another. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're scheduled here in about 10 minutes to have State Representative Frank Court, Republican of San Antonio, on. He's proposing a constitutional amendment at the state level to limit local government's power to exercise eminent domain for purely economic reasons. Our final segment with Paul Watson. I will get to Jim and Dave and Scott and Charles and everybody. The next guest won't be on for long. He's just giving us an update on his legislation. But I want to hit a few other items here. Paul, BBC reporting on U.S. slave ships, prison ships where they torture people. They don't just have them in, what, 10 or 9 different countries and 100-plus camps, 32 of them in Iraq, 2 in Guantanamo. Now, there's two separate camps there. I mean, this just gets worse and worse by the minute, Paul.
Well, exactly. They've got specially designated torture jets which fly out of military bases and even commercial airports that transport these people to and from these different torture locations. They've admitted that they outsource torture.
And it's such a booming business, they lease the Red Sox jet.
Exactly. Again, it's that corporate government link. Same thing where they had the blimp in New York, sponsored by Fuji. And they've admitted now these prison ship allegations, but again, it's a UN investigation, which will allow...
So that makes the UN look good, like the good cop, meanwhile we'll whitewash it.
Exactly.
Paul, we first talked about this 2 months ago when the city of San Francisco tried to regulate and tax any political speech. Now bloggers plead for freedom from election laws, from regulatory controls and fines if you make any statement about a politician. Paul, is this freedom?
No, it's not. As you mentioned, under these campaign finance laws, they're going to regulate bloggers. That's the quote from the FCC commissioner, that they seek to do that.
Well, I'll say whatever I want about George Bush or Bill Clinton or Hillary, and I'll say whatever I want about any of these people. I'll say whatever I want about Tony Blair. And I'm never going to go into their regulation. I got the First Amendment. You may say there's no freedom left, you bastards, but there is.
That's
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Even on that level, the vast majority of blogs do not fundraise for anyone. I mean,
but they're not even saying fundraising. They're saying if you link to a political ad, we link to ads all the time to talk about how they're a pack of liars, Paul.
Yeah, we're equal opportunity offenders.
We got a minute and a half left in this segment. Anything else, any other news items you want to cover?
Just on the British ID card, they've now admitted that it's going to contain an RFID scanner chip. So that's literally one step away from the mandatory embedded chip. They're going to scan us like a box of cornflakes would in the supermarket, well, from cradle to grave.
Fox News yesterday had a whole newscast about how wonderful the implantable chips are. We all need them, Paul.
Well, yeah, I mean, where's it going with all these free speech zones and the right to protest needing government permission, as was the case in my own home city last week, where they gave the residents' ID cards to get in their own homes? You know, how long will it be after they've introduced these RFID cards?
ID cards to get in their homes? What?
Yeah, a G8 forum in preparation for the G8 in Scotland was actually held in my home city of Sheffield. They shut down half the city.
Oh, yeah, they did that in Georgia a few years ago.
And gave the residents who lived there, who weren't even protesting, ID cards to get back in their own homes. And so how long before they have these sensors to alert the authorities if you leave the authorized perimeter zone with your RFID card? That's not just my forecast. Every privacy-orientated organization in Britain joined together in April and put out a press release saying the same thing, that the aim is to monitor the movements and activities of entire populations in an unprecedented project of social control.
Oh, that's a nice quote. Well, Paul, you've radically expanded PrisonPlanet.com. So many new features, so much more news. We're driving the news in many cases. We report on it. It gets picked up and magnified. So we're affecting change, and I want to commend you for your dedication to liberty and freedom and Western civilization. So God bless you, buddy.
Thanks, Alex.
Take care. We'll be right back with the state representative, who's doing a great job. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documentary for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guarantee. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, 8 minutes and 10 seconds into this third hour. We're here Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. If your station doesn't carry our first 5 minutes, I talked about how we were going to have this great guest on, and he is here joining us, Frank Court. He is a state representative, Republican out of San Antonio, who has proposed a constitutional amendment to limit local government's power to exercise eminent domain for purely economic reasons. Now, before we go to our guest, who I really want to thank joining us, let me read out of the San Antonio Express News today, out of their Austin Bureau. Court leads charge for landowner rights. In the early 1940s, Wright Gore, who we interviewed yesterday, took everything he owned and put it into a seafood company in Freeport along the banks of the Brazos River, about 56 miles south of Houston. The company grew and prospered over the decades, and today Western Seafood, still a family-owned business, employs 56 people and takes in roughly $40 million a year stocking restaurant kitchens around the country. But that doesn't, oh, by the way, and they buy the catch of over, what did he say yesterday, over 1,000 ships. It's a very competitive business. They bring in about $40 million. I was talking to them, they only make $500,000 a year, but the point is that all those thousands of ships and boats that come in. But that doesn't impress Freeport officials who are trying to condemn the property out of the belief that public would be better served with an upscale marina on the prime stretch of waterfront the seafood plant occupies. Eminent domain, the right of governmental entities to seize land for public good, has been around since the nation's founding. Not public good, public projects like highways and things that can't be stopped. But it's things that everybody uses. But a 5-4 ruling last week by the U.S. Supreme Court upheld the power of local governments to condemn private property for more private purposes than the building of a highway or public infrastructure. Now, again, we have New London, Connecticut. We've interviewed the locals there. Folks, they come in and condemn the houses and give them $60,000 for a $215,000 house on the books, on the tax rolls. And no one is safe if this happens. And, of course, now a developer is a part of a sick joke. I think it's great. I mean, I don't think it would be great if it actually happened, but it points things out. It has put in a bid to seize the home of Souter, who helped pass this, he was the deciding vote on the court. He wants this guy's big mansion now to build a hotel, after all, to bring in more taxes. The foundation of a free society is private property. It generates wealth. It generates independence. It generates a strong family. I don't have to diatribe on this. We all know it. 99% of Americans in a CNN poll are against it. I saw another Gallup poll, 98%. So no one is for this, and it's unconstitutional. And all the other case law, 230 years of it, says this is a fraud. So I don't care what the Supreme Court says. I'm disregarding this ruling. But to stand up and fight it, we need leaders, public servants, like Frank Court, who doesn't think he's our God, like some of these politicians. And Representative Court, it's a real honor to have you on with us.
Well, thank you very much, Alex. I'm really honored to be on your show, and thank you for those great compliments. I will tell you that listening to you, and you've done a great job in articulating the principle that I stand on is about the protection of private property, about protection of a person's desire, the American dream, I call it, to create a business, to create opportunities, to create jobs, is what America is about, and also to own that private property and to do what you can best do with it, obviously obeying the laws. But to have it taken away and give it to another private individual is just wrong. And that's what this Supreme Court decision allows. The one good thing about the decision, and a lot of folks say, well, how can it be good, is that they did say that the states still have the powers to restrict it, which thank God for them saying that, because the states do have the powers to give to the cities and the counties, at least that's the way we do it here in the state of Texas. So it's my intent in the constitutional amendment to restrict that power of eminent domain for primarily economic development, and we've got a lot of support. It's really phenomenal. It doesn't surprise me in the poll that you cited that Americans don't support it, but we got to make sure that we don't allow an interpretation of taking someone's land here in Texas or anywhere else for that matter, hopefully, that, you know, as this decision has been made. And so that's why I want to try to pass this measure now.
When are we going to have a special session? I know that they basically passed nothing in the last session, so is it going to be so clogged up? Do we need to put pressure on the governor and others and the lieutenant governor to make sure your proposal is first and foremost?
Well, I will tell you that we are in a special session here in Texas on school finance. We have been since the 20th. And that was we got back on Tuesday of last week, which was one day prior to the Supreme Court decision. And it's to address school finance and property tax relief. And I'm supportive of that. And when last night in the House, we did pass the school reform aspect of it. And hopefully we'll have the revenue aspect to get the money to buy down the property taxes. But it is not on the call, and in special sessions, the governor has to have it on the call. We've talked to the governor's office, and they are supportive in the regards of, you know, this is a great issue, but, you know, we want to address school finance. So if y'all,
this has got to happen now. I mean, they're all over the state talking about stealing property.
And you're right. It does need to happen now, and we're making that case. And for various reasons, but the response we've been given by the governor's office right now is that he hasn't said no, which is good, but they are saying that we want us to address school finance first, and then we'll address other issues.
Well, Representative Court, why do we need an amendment? What about just a state law saying that you can't take private property for private interest?
Well, first of all, I'm not an attorney. I'm a businessman, and also I'm serving the Marine Corps Reserve as a colonel. So, you know, I have no legal background except for what I've been told by other lawyers. But they tell me to make sure that we can be able to defend it better in the courts. If we do pass this, that a statutory bill could be easily knocked down. So we're hoping to pass.
Well, I guarantee you the governor called up the city of Freeport and said, knock it off. I mean, just that type of pressure, they'd probably stop it.
Well, they may, but I think that having a constitutional measure is a strong will of an intent of the legislature and the people of Texas.
No, I think that's a great idea, yeah. Representative. I just think that we got to get something now.
And I think you're right, because two reasons. One is we need to establish the standard, and the standard being the prohibition, and keeping it, the eminent domain powers the way they are now, and not to allow any more whatever instances, whether it's Freeport or any others that are doing this, that and possibly case law.
Well, there's also moral authority. I mean, there's also moral authority. What about the sense of the legislature having the House and Senate, you know, just have a unanimous vote or see who will vote, you know, a 99 to whatever vote, and then just say knock it off and stop it? I think that would probably be enough moral authority to really hurt them.
And we may do that. Our constitutional measure was referred to committee. We have to go to committee first. Right now I have 97 House members have signed on as co-sponsors. To pass a constitutional measure, we have to have two-thirds in both chambers, so that means 100. But I feel very confident that we'll have that in the House. I know we'll have a very large majority in support of this. So I think that's one of our options, too, and I think it's a very good measure. I'm glad you brought it up. We do need to convince to ask the governor. The citizens need to ask the governor to add this to the call. I'm asking when I'm on the radio to have citizens call. I have a letter that's signed by the 97 members to ask the governor to add it to the call.
How do we go to your subsection of the state's website? Or do you have a personal website?
Yeah, I tell you what, we have the House website, which has links to, you know, obviously the governor and the Senate, but that would be
I know I put you on the spot.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. I'm standing here and kind of in a
House.tex.us?
Yes, .us, right. And there may be, actually, it's www.capital.house.tx.us.
All right, or just type in, can we talk, I mean...
I can hear you. Just do a Google search for the state of Texas, and they'll have it on there, because I've done that many times myself where I couldn't remember it.
I know, it's 14 feet long. I can barely remember it, and I'm on there every week. What about, do we have a number for your measure now that's gone to committee?
Yes, it is. It's HJR, House Joint Resolution 19. And we are, like I say, it's been referred to committee, and you know, we can continue it through the process, whether it's on the call or not. And now, you know, there could be somebody when we got to the House floor that could call a point of order because it's not on the call. But, you know, that's just a probable situation. That, you know, we want it to be added to the call. I think the governor is supportive of it. You know, the governor of Texas is a great job. But let's face it, in the legislative process, they don't have a lot of power.
No, it's the lieutenant governor.
Yeah, right, and you know that, and a lot of Texans know that. So, I mean, you know, if we don't address the issue, and he thinks, I mean, to bring us back in a special session is very legitimate, and for him to say, or whoever the governor is, that them to say that, hey, you know, we think you ought to do this, and we do support this, and I'm not offended by that, but I do think that I can continue to make my case that it needs to be a part of this call, and I hope that he does that soon. And I think that we will address school finance, and I think we'll be addressing this. Now, hopefully we'll have enough time to do that.
You know, the case law, just the basic foundation of America, says this is a complete fraud and an atrocity. How, when you've got polls of 99% against this, how did the Supreme Court do that?
Well, I don't know. I tell you, I think that the redefinition of public use that they made in this case is why they got there. I don't want to justify their actions, but I think that, you know, they're obviously, you know, very bright legal minds, but I think in what I've read, and not being a legal mind, that the redefinition and what, you know, they had posed in London to Connecticut was a public use is just ludicrous, and obviously they bought into that was supportive in the Fifth Amendment, which I agree with you. It goes against the fabric of our American society of private property ownership, and for it to be taken from one individual to be given to another private citizen. You know, I support eminent domain powers for roads and highways and sewer and water and whatever else you got to do to bring those type of infrastructure to create economic development. If I want to go out there and buy a piece of land and put a Walmart, I would do that in the private sector and let private enterprise do that. But to have a government, the heavy-handedness of government, take it away from individuals is just wrong.
All right, Mr. Court, thanks for joining us.
Sure. Thanks a lot, Alex.
God bless. Take care.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're recapping some of the top stories from today before this transmission ends in 36 minutes. Also, a lot of news we haven't gotten to yet. But first, let's get all these great callers out of the way that have been holding for eons. Jim and Dave and Scott and Charles and many others. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. In the because of the issue of time and the interest of time, we're going to hurry through your calls, so please understand. Jim in New Jersey, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
Doing the talk show, my friend. What are you doing?
Nothing. From what I've been reading, the HIV virus has never been isolated. And doesn't that mean the HIV virus doesn't even exist?
It's a whole debate, but it looks like, actually, the HIV virus, they have shown us viruses that they claim are the HIV virus, and they claim it mutates so much that there's a whole bunch of different types of them that they can't even prove were connected to the other previous strain.
And, but they don't even have a test. They only test for antibodies. They don't even test for the virus itself.
Well, I'm talking about the general test is for the antibody. But I've had a lot of different scientists and doctors on. There's a big debate about this. And I read it in medical journals, you know, back in high school, because, my dad had them laying around, about how this debate was going on in major medical journals then. It's somewhat of a public secret. But, no, they have isolated the virus before. I mean, it's been on the cover of Time magazine. The question is, does that virus cause AIDS, the autoimmune disease?
Well, then how could Clinton sell? Who cares if he was selling HIV-tainted blood? It don't do nothing.
Okay, so you're saying that I shouldn't be... What are you getting at?
Well, they can't prove it. You just said they proved it and then they didn't, so how do they even know if Clinton was selling HIV-tainted blood?
What, are you a supporter of Clinton?
No.
Well, I'm not going to be able to go to the other callers. Let's go ahead and do it. Okay, sir. What I said was that when the prosthesis doctor who worked in several of the large state prisons in Arkansas went public and reported on the fact that these gay men and others and people who had used drugs, IV drug users, had hepatitis, had whatever was causing AIDS, they were dying of it, that there was a federal law against, and this was going on 8 years before, against selling AIDS or HIV or hepatitis-infected any blood, period. You weren't allowed to sell wholesome blood, as they call it, out of the prisons. Okay? And then for 8 years after that ruling came through, Clinton, from the mid-90s right up until 92, through orders that he issued, had that blood certified as wholesome and sold to one of the biggest sellers of blood products in Canada, who then later became another one of his contributors. And then the Hemophiliac Society got robbed and had their files taken. The doctor got firebombed. And now Canadian courts and other international courts in Australia, have ruled that, and the Red Cross knowingly took blood that was filled with impurities, that was illegally taken from prisons. The law said you couldn't do it, whether it was bad blood or good blood, and they knowingly did it. So I just told you that there is a debate amongst scientists on, does this particular virus cause it? We know the people are dying, or is some other virus or something else doing it? Most of the scientists obviously believe the virus does cause it. But regardless, they knowingly shipped it out to people illegally. Do you understand that?
Yeah. Did the Jesuits create the Illuminati?
No, I don't believe the Jesuits created the Illuminati. The high levels of the Catholic Church are involved in the New World Order, though.
Okay, because I just heard Bill Cooper say that Adam Weishaupt was a Jesuit priest. And I was just wondering who
He was a former Jesuit priest, but see, I don't believe the Illuminati was created in 1776. It was just the current term, or the Illuminated Ones, and the term Illuminated Ones has been used for 4,000 years by initiates of these secret societies.
Right. All right.
So that's just the Latin term, Illuminati, for illuminated. But it sounds like you're argumentative, so you got the floor. Anything else?
No, that's it. Just keep fighting the man, Alex. I love you.
All right, brother. I appreciate the call. I just don't understand what you're getting at. I mean, let's just forget HIV, whatever's causing it, because it's debatable. I have my views on it from the different, squadrons of scientists. They've got a Nobel Prize winner went public 4 months ago, a scientist, right after she won, and said, look, the government's behind it. I have the government documents from the late 70s where they commissioned an autoimmune virus, immune system to shut that down. Look at the hepatitis. Look at the The point is, it was illegal to ship that blood out because of the problems, the massive increase in problems, and they knew they had tainted blood. They didn't even test it. They greedily shipped blood out they knew was contaminated. Okay? That's the point I'm making. And the doctor did get firebombed, and all that happened. We'll be right back with your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Wendy Malik from Just Shoot Me, here to tell you about Pets 911, a free public service changing the way we care for pets in every community nationwide. Across the country, there are thousands of healthy, adoptable pets waiting for a loving home every day. By calling 1-888-PETS-911 or visiting 1-888-PETS-911.org, you will find the location of your closest adoption facility as well as tons of other information you need to know as a responsible pet owner. So when thinking adoption, think Pets 911.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
All right, let's hammer through these calls. And again, I just spent 5 minutes with one of the callers, which is okay. It was key issues. It was important issues he was bringing up. It's just kind of, well, then Bill Clinton didn't really do anything, did he? And I was just like, well, no, they took illegal blood, something they weren't supposed to do, and then didn't even test it. You know, that's the bigger part of this, not just taking blood that they're not supposed to sell, but then knowing it's at a higher risk of being contaminated and not even testing it. And the Red Cross did the same thing. I mean, just don't even test the blood. Just let it be passed on to people when the tests are quite inexpensive. They have testing kits where you put a blot, with the blood, the donor's blood on each one of the little swaths, and it tells you if it's got a problem. Then they've even got processes that you can take contaminated blood and heat it up and purify it. You just can't use it for pure donor. You can use it in blood products. I don't know how to explain it to people. If you don't get it now, you'll never get it. I just started getting irritated during the break thinking about the... you can ask me any question you want, but, Bill Clinton didn't do anything. What are you talking about? All right, let's go back to the calls here. Let's go ahead and go to Dave in Iowa. Dave, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi, Dave.
I want to inform listeners that there are serious developments in Des Moines, Iowa, which threaten our privacy in connection with the Patriot Act. To me, it seems that the police are exceeding their authority. The television station WHO on June 17th reported that some Des Moines motels faxed guest list and license plate numbers to the Des Moines Police Department. The police say that is to look for criminals with outstanding warrants and known drug dealers. The spokesman for the police department, Sergeant Todd Dykstra, said it's a, quote, a service we provide hotels in order to fight the war on narcotics, end of quote. To me, it seems like it's a search without just cause.
Yeah, do me a favor.
Right.
Email that to tips@infowars.com and also email it to Paul Watson.
Now, Alex, I express mailed that those stories on DVD-R a couple of weeks ago, if you wanted to check with the person in the mailroom there.
Oh, I did see a little note about that.
Yes.
I had to watch those.
Right, about the police and also the graffiti cams. And
well,
also,
you're awesome. You know what else I need help with? I need help on the news occasionally when they show Rumsfeld saying there were never weapons of mass destruction. The Daily Show's been showing it. And then he later says that he never said it. Remember, he said there are weapons of mass destruction. Then he said that he never said it. I need those type of clips. I need everybody to help me. Mail me that and enlist it when you mail it. I really need your help for a project I'm on, and I don't have the staff or money to do it all on my own. I need your help. But since you mentioned this, let me comment on it.
Yes.
I wasn't aware of these reports, but I was aware all over the country that when you go check in at a hotel, especially big chains, they instantly run all your data through the police department, and that is guilty until proven innocent. It's a violation of your privacy. And at the same time, the hotels were bullied into doing this. They're not being paid in most cases. Because if they do that, then, quote, they're safe, the police told them, because they had cases in Houston and all over the country where nice hotels, I mean big nice hotels, would have one drug dealer in it. He'd be caught with a kilo of cocaine, and they'd take the entire hotel saying, you should have known. So now they have the maids spying and looking through your stuff in the hotels, again, to stop drugs the government ships in to begin with to create the crisis. And this is outrageous. Go ahead.
Now, what concerns me is that both of these stories that I mentioned passed right underneath the Iowa Civil Liberties Union radar screen. That really alarms me.
Well, but that's because they're there to take the Bible out of the schools and to take the Ten Commandments out and little stuff like that instead of doing real issues. I'm telling you, sir, they're loyal opposition. Did you see Bill Clinton boating and playing golf with Bush Sr. yesterday?
Yes, my wife was especially concerned about that. She says, what the heck is going on?
But, sir, how long have you been listening? I mean, I'm not tooting my horn. I mean, we have had the guest on. We have known. Bill Clinton controlled the MENA, Arkansas operations for the Bushes the entire time he was governor.
Yes, I received information from a few friends about 2 years ago, and I thought, you're kidding. But then the more I hear about it, the more I read about it, it makes
they're
too
not
much
suddenly
sense.
Friends.
Right.
He's not suddenly a surrogate son.
Exactly.
His mother was a lady of the night and a pleasure lady. And this is admitted. This is mainstream. And his real father, you know, the guy they put on the certificate, that's not it. His real father was a Rockefeller. We know this. And that's why Bill Clinton's where he's at.
But you got my information. You got my DVD, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, very good. Keep up the fight, Alex. I will look for anything Iraq, WMD-related, and get it to you.
Well, I can't, you know, The Daily Show doesn't list exactly when they're going to re-air it, but they had a new show 2 days ago. So maybe somebody's got it recorded on their DVR, you know, on their TiVo. And I saw it online. It's not high enough quality to do something with it. I saw them playing the clips where, you know, WMD, they got the WMD. And then, you know, he says, I never said that. I really need that.
When was the time period again?
Oh, it was like 2 days ago.
Okay. I'll check with a couple of people I know as well.
But they're probably going to re-air it anyway. So, you know,
okay.
They usually, like 10 o'clock at night, you know, really? A week later, air it.
Got it.
In fact, whoever sends me that and leaves a note in it gets a free, any one of my videos you want. You know, just to take for your time and energy, too.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for taking my call, Alex, and keep up the fight.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. Yeah, I'm gearing up to make another film right now, as if I don't have enough to do, but we're working on it. I was working on it last night, late into the evening. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Scott. Scott, where are you calling from?
Michigan.
Welcome.
Okay, thank you, Alex. I mean, I don't know if you remember, but I called your show a couple months ago, and I told you what I was doing at school. I was being at the Patriot Act in school and stuff like that.
Yes.
You told me to keep on fighting the system. Well, I found a new way to actually fight the system, and you don't mind if I say it, do you?
As long as there's no profanity.
Yeah, I mean, I created a blog. It's called teensforfreedom.blogsome.com. And it's a family-friendly site. You know, it's open for teens to come check out the New World Order and stuff like that.
Yeah, you called me last week about your site. Interesting.
Did I?
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to check it out yet, but
well,
yeah, a fellow from Michigan called and plugged that same website.
Oh, I don't. No, I don't think I did, but I've been calling Jack Blunt. He gave me a link, and I told him yesterday I appreciate it very much.
No, I'm glad you're doing that, sir. I want to encourage you.
And then, you know, I mean, it's open to people like you to come and check it out, you know. I mean, it's open to adults, but it's mainly for teens, but you...
Yeah, you need to be promoting it at your school and on the other teen blogs.
Yeah, and if you're going to come to it and you're adult or whatever, just realize that it's a family-friendly site, no swear words, no profanity, no nothing like that.
Well, I don't want to be holier than thou. I have links on my site where you'll see some profanity because it's news reports, but no, I was talking about on air, sir. You said, can I say it? And that kind of got me a little...
Oh.
Any news on your mind? Any issue you called in about?
Well, not really. I was just trying to, you know, call and plug it in because you got to get, you know, comments going on there. I've only got, like, a couple of them, you know. One from a guy in 22 in Wisconsin, and then some Mary who's got a kid. And yeah, if any parents out there who are listening to Alex Jones right now who got kids and you want them to learn about New World Order, please have them come to my site.
Good. Thank you for the call. I appreciate that. But let me tell you how to plug it. This is how you plug a website. You call in with an article you've written. You talk about the issue. That's what people are in. People aren't interested in you know, just hearing a website's name. What you do is, I'm giving you a tip, not that I'm some master of this, but you call in and you talk about the news article that you've posted or that you've commented on, the issue. And then you say you can learn more about this issue at your blog. And then you'd have thousands of people come to it. Folks call in all the time to plug their website. And all they do is just say the website's name. You're not going to get a response to that. And this is from years of experience, okay? I did several interviews this morning. You talk about the issue, and then you say, you know, I wrote this article, or Paul Watson wrote this article about Rush Limbaugh, or David Shaler, MI5 agent, believes 9/11 is an inside job. It's on prisonplanet.com. And, you know, it's kind of like putting a hook in the water, but not putting any bait on it. So that, and again, we want to wake people up. We want to get people to come to our websites. We want to deprogram folks. So I commend what you're doing, sir, but next time you call plugging, just call and say, I've got a story I wrote on my teen blog or whatever it is, and this is what it talks about, and then mention the website. Or it literally is a waste of your time to even call the show. Let's go ahead and talk to Charles in Louisiana. Charles, go ahead.
How you doing, my friend?
Good, buddy.
Listen, this chief justice that got his land seized, I don't believe that. It's too convenient right after he made a
He didn't get his land seized. As a sick joke, a local developer is putting in with the city to take his land to build a hotel on it.
Is he one that voted for it or one that voted against it?
He's one of the ones that voted for it.
Well, I don't know. But let me ask you one other thing. Bush, how many people really died in Iraq? I heard it's up to 7,000. What do you
think? That sounds about right.
That's what I've been hearing all over. And, Bush, he didn't meet no other demands but the war in Iraq and tell people how good it's getting. All he made is criminals out of our soldiers, and we're going to be over there another 12 years.
Well, to be clear on this, they say that 1,700 and something have died in Iraq. What is it, like 800 or something in Afghanistan? But they don't count it as a death in combat-related death or combat-related fatality if they don't die on the ground. If you die on the helicopter or you die on the C-130 being flown to Ramstein in Germany, it doesn't count. And we know that thousands and thousands and thousands of people, American soldiers, died in the 4 years leading up to the Vietnam War before they finally announced it in 1964. Well, so if they've done it before, if the Russians have done it, and if we're getting all these reports of refrigerators in Cyprus, then it's very serious.
Well, I've been putting out your website. I've been passing this decision around from the United States Supreme Court. And I've been putting your website in the back of the paper. I hope you're getting a lot of hits from Louisiana.
Sir, I'm getting a lot of hits everywhere. The websites are exploding.
Say,
the listenership is exploding year after year, month after month, week after week, day after day. But right now, it's exploding faster than ever.
I hope we start selling more tapes and people get these tapes out, Mr. Jones. This is the way to do it. And I don't want to keep pushing that, but you got to push them tapes more because this is the way how to really get to the people. Thank you for what you're doing, sir.
Well, thank you so much, Charles. And that really is, thank you, that really is the enigma or kind of the quandary. I mean, the listenership is bigger than ever, and but we're not selling that many videos. It's probably because, you know, I do stuff like put my video out for free on the web. But, again, all I care about is getting the word out. But for the word to get out, you can't count on Charles to make 5,000 copies of my videos in the last 5 years. He'll tell you, more than 5,000. I think it's close to 6,000 now, he said last time he called. And I've gotten calls and heard about it in Louisiana. And this guy's giving them out to everybody in his town. He's amazing. He's woken so many people up. He went from cops threatening him 5 years ago to cops buying him coffee and donuts and begging him for more videos and giving him money for copies. But don't count on Charles or anybody else. You need to get Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, Martial Law. And I carry a bunch of other videos by other authors. I can't authorize you to make copies, but it might need to happen. Who knows? Call them and ask permission. Get them and make copies. Spread the word. Get them out to people. That's where it has an effect. I mean, look, I knew putting my video out on the internet, I knew it would be posted on, you know, 3 weeks before I even released the video in hard copy on DVD and VHS, I had it on the web. And I knew that by doing that, I would probably lose a lot of sales. But I don't care. That isn't what it's about. I mean, I literally finished that film. It was a labor of love, my best work ever, a miniseries, you know, three films in one. And I literally was so blessed. I mean, I had worked so hard to make it. It felt so good to have those digital tapes, you know, those high-quality digital tapes, masters, and to know that I was giving them to my webmaster for upload to the web. I mean, it literally was like I was about to drop a hydrogen bomb. I realized all that work, all that energy, all the blood, sweat, and tears, all of the research and concentration and just so much work I put into it. It was grueling, folks. I mean, I literally worked 20 hours a day many days during that film. My wife, God bless her, you know, was supportive in me doing it. And now I've just been working 12, 14 hours a day after that, though some days 18. But I mean, I literally, it was like a weapon. I knew what it would do. I had to release it. I had to put it out for people. And I go to websites sometimes for just enjoyment. I'll type in Martial Law 911 Rise of the Police State into a search engine and just look at thousands and thousands of posts and links, and I'll sit there. I've done this three or four times. It's so enjoyable. I'm like a farmer looking at all the fields and what the work did and what your work promoting it did. Again, you're the guys that really make it happen. You're the people that push it over the edge. And I went there, and, you know, you go to one website a month after it was out, you know, 150-something thousand downloads, you know, BitTorrent. Go to another site, 500 downloads. Go to another site, 10,000 downloads, 5,000 downloads, and clicking site after site after site after site after site. Yeah, add download after that. Say, Martial Law 911 Rise of the Police State, and then add pre-download. You'll get just thousands of links, and then just look at them. Look at millions of people. I mean, how could I not put it out on the web? You know, we had to. I mean, it's fighting the New World Order. That is the goal here. And it is so exciting. And it'll say on these websites how many downloads, how many streams, how many burns, how many people grabbed it. And what if all of those individuals burned copies of it? I mean, seriously, folks, there's websites that have had Road to Tyranny posted for 3.5 years. You know, that film came out 3.5 years ago. Just 3 or 4 months after 9/11. And I go to those websites, and it'll say, you know, 100,000 download, 20,000 download, 300,000 download. And you're just like, my gosh. I mean, wow. Praise God that God's given us this tool and that people are out there taking action. So Since Charles mentioned it, we'll come back and take a few final calls and a few final news stories, Leon in New York and others. Please go to PrisonPlanet.tv, where the original uploads are in the highest quality. You'll find them. Please burn copies right there. You know, your $5.95 membership will help us pay for bandwidth and help pay my webmasters and help me, you know, upkeep the servers and all the new software I need to get to improve what we do here. It's very expensive. I just bought some more software. It was thousands of dollars. I want to buy some new higher quality cameras. That's going to be a lot of money. But, again, all it is more seed. Give us more seed, folks. We will plant it. We've shown the fruit we bear. I mean, we will plant these trees. We will bring you a harvest. So please support us. Go to Infowars.com and get the DVD or VHS. Make copies that way so it's higher quality. Give those to people or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership and burn copies and give them to everybody. And just know that you are savaging the New World Order. Know that you're having a big effect. Toll-free number to order hard copies, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or again, get all my films, all my TV shows, just all of it at PrisonPlanet.tv. Or order via the shopping carts at Infowars.com. We'll be right back after this quick break to wrap up this transmission. So stay the course with us, ladies and gentlemen. We got a chance to win this fight if we simply stand up and take action.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Sorry to the other caller, we're just out of time. That'll be the last call. Leon in New York. Welcome, Leon.
Hello, Alex. And actually, it's Las Vegas, but no problem.
Hey, Las Vegas, New York, hey.
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's all relative. Hey, I wanted to comment on two things. First, the private property issue. Me personally, after having done so much homework on the issue, I'm a little surprised that people take it as they are, because we're talking about a government that claims the authority to require me to do business with privately owned companies like the garbage collectors and the, you know, insurance companies by law. And I have wrote a letter several years ago to my local tax assessor.
That's right. They make you pay. They make you do what they say.
By law.
And it's all corporations using government to make you do business with them. It's not free market.
That's right. I consider it legislative extortion, personally.
All these liberals think that big government's going to save them from corporations. Big government is controlled and nurtured by big business to consolidate power criminally.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, but see, now I wrote a letter to my local tax assessor asking him that if I'm having to pay property taxes and I fail to pay my taxes, don't they come and confiscate my property and auction it off and I don't get anything from it?
I know. They auction thousands of homes a year in Austin, and I've got the county tax assessor, Nelda Wells Spears, on tape. I interviewed her with a camera, and they're like, "We don't take homes." And I'm like, "What do you mean you don't take homes?" And then I go, "Oh, you mean the... they forfeited them," and she goes, "That's right." It's all semantical deception.
There's some huge cases here in Las Vegas where the city has actually taken over people's property without compensation to develop private properties already. And, people don't understand. They don't actually own their property if they have to pay the rent to the state, and the state has the ability to come and take it away from them. They're just saying now that even if you pay your rent, we're going to come and take it.
Well, yeah, it's already a rent, and you're right. It's a feudal serfs. Feudal serfs had to pay between 10 and 25%, depending on where it was in France or England, or they lost just the land they could squat on, and that's basically what it is here now.
Absolutely.
But that 25% stayed 25%. It's going up every couple of years.
Well, here in Las Vegas, they've had huge property rights issues because of the value of property skyrocketing the last couple of years. And
yeah, plus, Nevada's like 90% federal?
Yeah, oh, yeah, it's 91% federal land, I believe.
And then like 8%
privately
or something
owned.
Is state, so there's like 2 or 3%.
Yeah.
I forget the actual, so I got the numbers right, good. My
memory's very small percentage.
Lately, my memory's been making mistakes, so I'm trying to not go from memory these days.
And now I have to say, as a fellow gardener, I am so thrilled to hear about the success with the videos that you're putting out and everything. I do a show here in Las Vegas, and I'm having somebody on here in a couple weeks, a former FBI agent that has done a lot of work on 9/11 in Oklahoma City.
Who, Ted Gunderson?
As a matter of fact, it is, yes.
Well, tell us about your show.
Well, it's a live call-in show here in Las Vegas, aired on Channel 35, but I find now that you can actually go onto the internet at Vegas35TV.com. And,
I've been a guest a few times on Vegas 35.
You certainly have been on my show a couple times.
Oh, your show.
Yes, it certainly is.
So you did the plug right. That way folks will visit it.
You were saying.
Yeah, what's the website for that TV station?
Vegas35TV.com. www.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling, my friend.
Hey, I appreciate what you do, and keep up the great work, Alex.
Hey, are you getting a good response from folks in Vegas?
You know what? We're getting an outstanding response. I've been getting serious networks. I've even got a fella in North Korea that's been watching the show now. In fact, I've got Deborah Garcia. She put out a film, The Future of Foods, talking about genetically modified food. She's going to be on my show soon.
Wonderful.
Doing fantastic. Fantastic.
Good job. Keep it up, brother.
Thank you, fellow gardener, and I'll talk to you again soon.
That's right. Planting seeds in the minds of men and women everywhere.
Right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Take care. The only thing that evil tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. And it's that simple. You can let them do all this, or you can stand up against them. Look, they're making our jobs easy. They're so out in the open now, no one can deny this. I mean, it takes total mental gymnastics to do it. All right, we'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. Be sure to visit PrisonPlanet.tv and get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all. Vaya con Dios.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.